2010 is the International Year of Biodiversity, aimed at raising awareness of the fact that many of the Earth's species are disappearing, as well as finding ways to reverse the current trend. The Ministry of the Environment has just launched an information campaign to that end here in the Czech Republic, where around one-third of the country's 80,000 animal and plant species are believed to be in danger. So what does the campaign hope to achieve? Ruth Frankova spoke to the ministry's Dagmar Zikova.
We have more than 1,000 plant species in the list of endangered species. For example, orchids, many species of orchids are very threatened. And this is sometimes because of extensive agriculture or lack of management of the meadows. But to be honest, of course, not every single species at the list is really threatened by extinction at this minute. The red list has several categories, from those which are close to extinction to those which need some kind of attention, management or care.
So what are the most endangered species?
It's sometimes difficult to say when an animal species or plant species is extinct, because they live in the wilderness, and it's not always easy to say that something has disappeared from our nature. Plants may disappear for a few seasons and then appear again. The same may be true for animals. For example, when we talk about wolves or lynx, these animals are very rare in our nature. They hopefully will not disappear, but this can change very quickly. This is all matter of very subtle balance.
Now, the Ministry of Environment launched a campaign on the occasion of the International Year of Biodiversity. I read that one of the aims of the campaign is to end further disappearance of species, but can people really make a difference?
Oh, well, we are not that ambitious in our campaign. I don't think that this campaign will make this change of stopping the loss of biodiversity. The campaign alone cannot make this change. However, I think that it's very important that every person is aware of this richness which our nature provides, and of the possibility of making harm which could be irreversible. So if we manage to reach most of our people with the message that our nature is unique and we all need to think about what we do and whether what we do is friendly to the nature or not, then the campaign would be successful.
Dagmar Zikova there, ending a report by Ruth.